This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter with the story of why he's quitting the Chicago Tribune.
But first, Warren Jeffs, the leader of the polygamist group FLDS, has been indicted in Texas for the sexual assault of underage girls. Other members of the group were also charged yesterday.
These criminal cases focus on the FLDS practice of pairing girls who are still minors with older men, even when some are relatives.
NPR's Howard Berkus has been covering polygamy and the FLDS for many years, and he joins us now from Salt Lake City. And Howard, what are these new charges in Texas, and what prompted them?
Warren Jeffs and four of his followers were charged with sexual assault of a child. And that's defined in Texas law as a girl under 17 who's not legally married or cannot be legally married to the alleged assailant. That's a first-degree felony in Texas, and it's punishable by jail terms of from 5 to 99 years upon conviction. And now one of the defendants is also charged with bigamy, and a sixth FLDS member is charged with failure to report child abuse. All these charges stem from that raid in April on the FLDS ranch outside El Dorado, Texas, in which, you remember, hundreds of children were taken into custody. Texas said those kids were being abused, but failed to prove that in court, and all those children were eventually returned to their parents. But investigators still have a treasure trove of documents, and it's believed that those documents, plus DNA testing and grand jury testimony of group members, triggered these charges.
The raid you mentioned was prompted by a phone call that was thought to be from an abused girl at the FLDS ranch, but now it seems that call was likely a hoax. Might that be a problem for prosecutors?
That's a really good question. There's a woman in Colorado who has made hoax child abuse phone calls to authorities before. And one of the calls that prompted the Texas raid was traced to a cell phone that she apparently used in another hoax call. So that raises the question of whether any evidence seized in the raid is what lawyers call fruit from the poisonous tree. Is that evidence that was tainted, is it inadmissible because it resulted from a tainted act, a raid based on false information?
FLDS leader Warren Jeffs is named in these indictments. How is this charge different from the other charges he's faced before and faces now?
This is the first time that Warren Jeffs is accused of committing a sexual crime directly. And the indictment is so graphic about this, it's not something we really want to describe in detail because there might be children listening. But in Utah, Jeffs was convicted of facilitating rape. He had presided over one of these so-called spiritual marriages, a marriage not recognized by the state, involving a 14-year-old girl and her 19-year-old first cousin. And he ignored her when she said she wasn't ready for that marriage and she wasn't ready for the sex that followed. In Arizona, Jeffs is awaiting trial on charges he facilitated sexual misconduct with a minor. Again, in his role as FLDS prophet, he presided over this underage marriage. But in Texas, the indictment accuses Jeffs of committing the sexual crime himself. And you may remember that after the raid on the FLDS ranch in Texas, authorities released photographs of Warren Jeffs in which he's cradling and passionately kissing a girl who was identified as being 12 years old. The indictment isn't clear about whether she's the girl he's accused of assaulting.
Howard, this practice of marrying underaged girls, is it part of the religious doctrine of FLDS?
It's hard to know where that really comes from because the FLDS members don't talk to outsiders about their faith. They don't describe their religious tenets. What seems clear to me, though, is that you remember that this is a fundamentalist faith. It's a faith based on religious practices that existed more than 100 years ago and existed at a time in our country when pioneers were crossing the country where there was sparse settlement in the West and where there weren't many women to go around. And there often were marriages involving young girls. We recoil at that now, but that was more common practice back then. And this is a group that essentially lives sort of in a 19th century way and may have found this kind of practice acceptable. The group has disowned this practice recently in response to the raid in Texas. They say they will not engage in these underage marriages anymore.
NPR's Howard Berkus, thank you.
Thank you.